Apollo Relic Reveals Its Secrets, presented by Science at NASA. June 20th, 2008. Imagine landing on the moon, climbing down the ladder of your spaceship, and looking around the harsh lunar landscape, only to see another, older spacecraft standing only 200 yards away. That's exactly what happened in November 1969, when astronauts Pete Conrad and Alan Bean stepped out of the Apollo 12 lunar module. There, within walking distance, on the edge of a small crater, stood Surveyor 3, an unmanned U.S. spacecraft that had landed in April 1967. Apollo 12's landing site had been chosen deliberately close to Surveyor 3. The little lander had spent 2.5 years exposed to the worst the moon had to offer: harsh vacuum, intense cosmic radiation, meteoritic bombardment, extreme temperature swings. Back on Earth, NASA engineers wanted to know how metals, glass, and other spacecraft building materials held up to that kind of punishment. Inspecting Surveyor 3 firsthand seemed a good way to find out. On their second 4-hour EVA, Bean and Conrad walked over to Surveyor 3, took dozens of photographs and measurements, and began snipping off parts of metal tubing and electrical cables. They also retrieved a camera. The very last thing they removed was a small scoop at the end of Surveyor's extendable arm, which had dug into the dry moon dust and gravel to make mechanical measurements of lunar soil. The little scoop, the camera, and other artifacts returned to Earth were analyzed and then put in storage. At some point in the intervening 4 decades, the scoop, owned by Johnson Space Center, was transferred on permanent loan to a space museum in Kansas. And there matters quietly lay, until 2006, when researchers at NASA's Glenn Research Center realized that that little scoop could hold big secrets, namely the secrets of digging on the moon. NASA's returning to the moon with plans to establish an outpost, and this will inevitably require some digging. The rocky, dusty lunar soil, or regolith, contains many of the natural resources humans need to live. For instance, there is plentiful oxygen bound up in ordinary moon rocks, and in polar regions, deposits of frozen water may lie hidden in the soil of shadowed craters. All that's required is a little excavation. But how? Lunar regolith is not like terrestrial soil. Here on Earth, the sand beneath our feet is shaped by a combination of biological and meteorological forces. Terrestrial soil is moist, rounded by weather, and utterly familiar. Lunar regolith, on the other hand, is a dry, glassy substance pounded into dusty smithereens by eons of meteoritic bombardment. It's not going to respond to a shovel or a scoop like terra firma. To design lunar digging equipment, we need to be able to predict the forces required to move a scoop or other implement through lunar regolith, explains Alan Wilkinson, team leader of the Regolith Characterization Team at the Glenn Research Center. Surveyor 3 and a sister ship, Surveyor 7, actually dug into the moon and measured how hard their drive motors had to work to scoop, press, and scrape the soil. To interpret those measurements more than 40 years later, however, Wilkinson's team needs to know the dimensions of the Surveyor scoops. Unfortunately, they learned, the blueprints had been lost. Only a scoop itself could provide the answers. That sent Wilkinson to Hutchinson, Kansas in April 2007 to borrow the Surveyor 3 scoop from the Kansas State Cosmosphere in order to make detailed measurements. Measuring the scoop, however, would prove to be no simple matter. You can't just lay a ruler along the scoop and read off the dimensions. Indeed, you can't touch it at all. The Surveyor 3 scoop is in an airtight triangular container, and NASA curators do not wish the scoop to be removed because handling in air will degrade the historical fidelity of this unique artifact. So, the Glenn team borrowed photogrammetry apparatus from the Kennedy Space Center. Photogrammetry is the technique of measuring objects strictly from photographs. They have a photographic studio set up with a white background. Glenn team member Juan Agui, an expert in digging force measurements, photographed the scoop in its container next to a standard photogrammetry cube, which has a precise checkerboard pattern printed on it. Then, using software, Robert Mueller of the Kennedy Space Center extracted dimensions using mathematical triangulation, measuring from points on the scoop to points where corners of dark checks meet on the cube. The software was developed for the Columbia Accident Investigation Board activity. Photogrammetry is pretty good, Ogwe remarks. We got measurements of the scoop accurate to 0.03 or 0.04 inches. That's about 1 millimeter. They've since constructed a replica of the scoop, and now they are using it to dig into simulated lunar regolith. Measurements of digging forces are underway, he says. The replicated scoop plunges into a rectangular soil bed filled with JSC-1A, a man-made moon dust substitute that closely matches the known properties of lunar regolith, while a computer monitors bearing forces. Our team is quite pleased to find that the measurements appear to be close to reproducing the best Surveyor 7 data from the moon. With this test bed in place, the team can now move forward to test alternate scoop designs and to refine their theories of lunar soil mechanics. Obtaining the Surveyor replica really made the difference, says Ogwe. The secrets of digging on the moon are being revealed. This story was written by Trudy Bell and Tony Phillips and read by Tony Phillips. It's presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.